Our parents play an extremely important role in our conscience. You might be unaffected by what your friends say or what your teachers say, but our parents have access to the deepest part of our brains. And it is very common to feel bad or demotivated or even stressed out because of what we hear from our parents. And this is not their fault, and it isn't ours as well. I belong to a family where nobody even had science as a student. Forget about college or, being an entrepreneur or opening your own IT company. We are lucky that our parents gave us an education and helped us grow, but it is common for us to misunderstand their expectations and comparisons and get frustrated and stop being grateful for what they gave to us. Our parents are from a different generation, and since most of us live away from our parents in our hostels and colleges, we are unable to spend enough time being on the same page, and we end up hurting ourselves on what our parents say to us. Because there's an information gap in between what we know and what our parents know, because we are not communicating enough with them. They truly love us, there's no doubt about that, and I want you guys to know this. But because of this information gap, conversations turn into arguments, and in some cases, both parents and students never ever realize what's the correct way of handling things. I do not wish to offend any person or parent, but there are some things that you can do to make your goals and aspirations compatible with your parents' goals and aspirations, which can really avoid your loved ones getting hurt. We aren't going to go into the details, but just some important reminders so that you don't lose your cool the next time you speak with your parents on the phone. I understand how you feel. Trust me, I do. And it took me a lot of time to find all these solutions and realizations, and they have genuinely helped me to have good, meaningful, logical discussions with my parents. So, without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 11 of Take It Easy. Some of their prime years of life earning enough money so that they could fund our education. They were so busy in their work that they did not have enough time to explore things that the way we do today. We have YouTube, ebooks, podcasts, and so many streams of information. It's booming, guys. And all of this is still not available to our parents because they have their own lifestyle. They are not spending too much time reading the latest books or attending the latest seminars by all kinds of entrepreneurs and meetups. If you notice carefully, almost all of our parents are consistent with the kind of content they consume and the kind of news they read. Our generation is extremely dynamic. We are changing every single day. Because we are students living the college life, knowing inside out of careers, jobs, potential opportunities, we are always motivated to do something out of the box. We are so young that obviously we haven't really faced failure or family pressures. We don't really have children or, a wife or a husband to take care of. Our parents grew up in a world which was without internet. They have experienced life through a certain perspective, and whatever they advise comes only out of what they know. But what they know is not the entire universe. And it is important to understand that our parents have seen more of the world than we have. Since the world is a difficult place, their point of view is always safer than ours, so they always ask us to be safe. They always ask us to, be careful because they have seen what happens when things are not taken care of. And we are young, so we are pretty confident about ourselves. But it is important to acknowledge their wisdom as well. One more tip that can really help you is to show them real people who have made money. So when you're discussing something, you just don't need to pitch your idea direct. Tell them how you reached that idea. So again, I'll repeat this again, that there's an information gap between students and their parents, and it is important that before you make a decision, you transfer all the information that you have to your parents. We assume that, dude, my parents won't get it, but it's still worth a try. For example, when I told my parents that I wanted to do UX design, I got a very weird response. My parents are not engineers. The most common word that they hear is programming and, packages or something like that. And when I said I wanted to be a UX designer, I could see the confusion on their faces, and that is extremely natural because I did not tell them how programmers work, how softwares are made, that designers also earn a lot of money, how software is built, how UI UX works. So obviously they were scared about me because they care about me, and it's natural for them to get worried. It was after a thorough explanation that they understood what I mean. I mean, I still know that they are a little confused about what I do, but they still trust me because they understand what I'm trying to do. So they have faith on me. And of course, money is a great tool. Most parents are talking about packages because packages mean money, and parents understand the importance of money. We don't really know the importance of money. We only understand the kind of luxuries that come with money. But because we haven't really earned money on our own, we can't really say how money works, because you don't really know what it takes to earn actual money. It's very, very, very difficult to earn money, and our parents did it for us. So before you pitch an idea, you first need to check if it is compatible with your goals and your parents' financial conditions. I understand if you think money does not matter. I'm speaking to those who believe money matters. You first need to, you know, crunch some numbers, because parents respond well to numbers, security, and examples. If you show them an example of a person who has a secure income with good enough money and it is compatible with your dreams and your parents' financial conditions, then there's a massive chance that they will agree with you on what you want to do. Or even if they don't understand, they will at least trust you that, okay, my child knows what he or she is doing. Again, I do not want to confuse you all. The moral is that you need to talk to your parents and be on the same page and try to explain them why you are pursuing a certain subject, and why you're investing your time for a certain club, and why do you think it will make you happy. But there's a downside to this approach. A lot of students genuinely do not know what is correct for them. I wanted to be a filmmaker when I was in 11th, and that would have been a very wrong move. It wasn't compatible with me. They might actually choose a risky alternative with low returns and even convince their parents, just to realize that, oh shit, this was actually a bad move. To fix this, research about your decisions as much as you can. Check if your decision is compatible with your personality and your parents' financial conditions. If today I decide that I want to leave engineering and become a supermodel, I first need to ask myself if my decision suits my personality and my parents' financial condition. Do I genuinely want to become a supermodel, or is it just a hobby? I mean, I don't actually want to become a supermodel, I'm just giving an example, but you need to ask yourself, do my parents have enough money to fund me in case my career doesn't work out? And you do not need to do this alone. You need to research this with your parents. Involve them in your journey. Involve them as much as you can so that you bring them with you on the same page. Another very important quality is to listen. Develop a habit of listening and begin to understand the reasons behind their suggestions. Tom Hardy once said that once you understand psychology, you cannot get mad at people because you understand everyone's reason for doing everything, dude. Listen to them and stop getting mad quickly, because if you lose patience, you actually lose the complete game. I mean, the next time you try to lose your cool, just try remembering that our parents are the only well-wishers we have. But we also need to understand that it is important to get career advice from people who are in your field actually nailing it. Listen to what your parents are saying and then listen to what your idols are saying and try to find a middle ground. Because there's a huge probability that your parents do not belong to the exact financial sphere. Not financial, but the professional sphere that you are trying to become good at. But there is always a middle ground. Trust me, you can always balance it. If you feel like your parents make unreasonable comparisons, it is because our parents are too sweet to look into the details. They know that, you know, you're doing computer science. They know Mark Zuckerberg made Facebook on a computer. So they expect you that you will make the next Facebook. It's actually pretty cute, but it can be frustrating for the child. However, if you truly understand that these comparisons are not because they want to pressure you, but because of the information gap, you might not feel that bad. Tell them that Mark Zuckerberg was born in New York and attended Harvard, one of the toughest and most expensive colleges ever. His parents were extremely educated. He did basic programming as a child. He had access to information and money at the right time and the right place. And he's a real genius. He's an absolute game changer. But you cannot expect the same result from a child without the same ingredients and situations. If you had all the exact ingredients, even then you wouldn't get the same result, because life is not that easy. There's a huge chance that your child will do something different. But since our parents truly love us, they want us to be the best at what we do. Our job is to appreciate their sentiment, don't get frustrated, and involve them in our discovery and try to find goals that match our personality and our parents' finances. I'd like to end this episode by saying that my intentions are always to help students build better lives. it took me a lot of time and a lot of struggle to figure these realities out. I'm still figuring out, to be honest. I'm not very successful at this stage. I'm trying to be successful. I'm just trying to share all my lessons with all my fellow students and freshers who are just entering college. However, throughout this journey, we need to be grateful to our parents. I'm saying this again and again. We need to keep our passions alive, but we also need to keep our parents in mind as well. I understand that you all might have different views on this. I totally get it, dude. All of us belong to extremely different backgrounds. No two families are same. There is no way that you can compare two families because there are so many parameters to consider. However, if your case is similar to mine, you might get help from my experiences. If not, that's okay as well. Just take care of yourself and your parents. Today's song of the day are Invincible by Machine Gun Kelly. Amazing song. I've listened to the song on loop. And Live Your Life by T.I. featuring Rehana. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. I'm really trying to reach more students. So I would be extremely, extremely thankful if you could share this podcast on Instagram or Facebook, tagging me @AnshMehra. If you think I've said something bad or offensive, please email me on MrBharatMehra@gmail.com. Immense love to you, your parents, and your friends. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 11 of Take It Easy.